I've been thinking, you know, I do a lot of thinking. I'm not a doctor. I am not a CEO, little Jen. I'm not this or that. I'm just a thinker. And I was thinking about the meaning of life. Did you ever think about the meaning in life? Well, the scripture text this week in John's Gospel chapter 17, and you probably heard me say this before, when we talk about the Lord's Prayer, we're talking about the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples. Now, that is a prayer that Jesus taught, but he taught the disciples to pray and use that prayer as a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with. I think, and this is old Ralphie here, thinks that John chapter 17, that whole chapter, is the Lord's Prayer. And what I mean by that is he's praying for himself, he's praying for the disciples, and more important, he's praying for us. Take time to read John chapter 17. It's a wonderful way to know that God loves us so much, and that God is the Son, the Holy Spirit, and God the Father. But I just was thinking, and I found some things that maybe we can look at. Now, I am not a Shakespeare guy. I didn't study Shakespeare, and I didn't know too much about it. But I did find something that Shakespeare's play, Macbeth, the character Macbeth, heard about the queen and died, and he knows his own death is imminent. And he said this, and I quote, "Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day, the last syllable of recorded time, and all of our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death. Out, out, brief candles, life, but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his upon the stage, and then is heard no more. It's a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing." Well, I was wondering, is Macbeth right? Is life nothing more than a shadow having no substance or no meanings? Writers and philosophers since recorded history has begun to try to answer that question. And I really and truly don't think any of them have been successful in answering the question to everybody's satisfaction. Somebody said once, trying to speak about the ultimate reality is like sending a kiss through a messenger. I like that. I understand their point. Something of its truth is lost in the translation. We have a lot of translations. We have a lot of things. Words are changing meanings every day. It's a crazy world. But what is the meaning of life? A philosophical question, to be sure. But it's not the only philosopher's question. I like what Solomon said in Ecclesiastes. You remember chapter 3. You know there's a time for this, a time for that, time, and he goes all the way up to a time to live and a time to die. Well, what is the meaning of life if that's all we have to look forward to, a time to live and a time to die? I think it's a genuine human question, and therefore it's a question that all of us should ask. It might even be a question that is asked in despair or hope or cynicism or out of sincere curiosity and a deep desire to have goals and guidance in life. However, we raise the question about the meaning of life. It's one of our most basic and fundamental questions. So it doesn't come to any surprise that Jesus deals with this question and he answers it in John 17. Surprisingly, the answer is not given in the context of an argument with the Jewish leaders or in a discussion with his disciples. And it's not given in the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus deals with so many fundamental issues. It's telling that Jesus deals with the meaning of life in that context of prayer in John 17. That's why I challenge you to read that whole chapter in John, because in essence, Jesus says the meaning of life is this, that you have a relationship with God and me, the Son, Jesus Christ. And that's the long and the short of it. Jesus himself understood just how difficult it was going to be, not only for his disciples then when Jesus was here on earth, but for all of us to come, us, our modern-day disciples, the very simple realization in life, so that he's praying for two things. First, in order that we might understand for the meaning of life, he prays for our protection from the world. You know, he said in Scripture that in this world, we're going to have trials and tribulations, but fear not, I have overcome the world. Wow. So when you have that relationship with God through the Son, Jesus Christ, sealed by the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit, you have the meaning of life. I asked Judy, just in preparing this little talk, I said to Judy, what do you consider the meaning of life? She thought for a minute and she said, it's praying to have a relationship with God the Creator and the hope and the promise given to us of eternal life. We don't want to take these earth suits with us to heaven, do we? But while we're here, we're in training until the Lord either comes back for us or we go home to be with him. That hope, that joy and peace is what we have. So the meaning of life is to have a love relationship with the Father, God and the Son, and then the Holy Spirit. That's what we call salvation. I think many times about salvation. And a little story, and you've seen it on television a lot, news and something like that. But just to highlight one that I remember, that there was a rescue of somebody that was in a swollen river. We've had a lot of floods around the country in the last year or so. And a child is pulled by a firefighter from a burning building. A woman is delivered from the would-be assailant by a bystander. The series and the scenarios include situations of impending peril or destruction. A rescue or delivers. Somebody intervenes into somebody to give them a, think about this, a second chance of life for one to be saved. Now, it's a second chance of life in this world. Although the word is really used in the media at the time, each is a picture of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because he had provided a way to rescue us from our sin consequences. Wow, he offers us salvation so that we can have a second chance at life. Not necessarily physical life. Even Lazarus, when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, that was temporary, right? Because he was raised from the dead in this life, but then he eventually died, but he had the promise of eternal life. So it's hard to think about stuff, but you know, the promise that Jesus gave to us, eternal life. It's just a, I don't know. I probably didn't answer any questions. I probably made it more confusing and than really what it is. But I think that the whole thing amounts to this. God gives us protection, and he desires that we have a personal relationship with him. And I hope anyone within the sound of my voice has a personal relationship with the living God through Christ. Now, primarily, it's about the loss. He's talking about the loss. And there's a lot of lost people in this world. Not necessarily lost. They don't know where. Well, maybe they don't know where they're going. But Jesus is talking to the Christian community. You know, the ones of the way. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So if we remember that Jesus' prayer in John 17 was for his disciples both then and now, and us modern day disciples. He had some who walked away from him and walked with him and heard all his teaching, but didn't commit to a lifelong relationship through the Holy Spirit. So Jesus prays that we all will do that. And I hope and pray that if you don't know our Lord and Savior, you'll come to know Him. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is all one. Now you heard the Shema in the Jewish tradition. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. You've heard that. Well, I got a modern day version. Hear, O Methodist, the Lord our God is one. Lord, and you shall love the Lord with your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Wow. Well, God loves you, and so do I. And we thank God for the blessed hope that we have, the promise of eternal life. I don't think we'd want to go through eternal life with these old bodies that are wearing out. Do you? But, you know, when we give up the ghost, so to speak, like when Jesus gave up the ghost and he was resurrected from the dead to show the world that he had broke that bondage over sin and death, and that we truly do have eternal life. Well, thank you for tuning in to my thoughts, and I don't know if you got anything out of it or not, but just by thinking about this stuff, and I picked up some happiness, because I know where I'm going, and I hope you do too. Wow. Well, anyhow, we have an awful lot of prayer requests that's on our list, and you can click on the slides of the online service, and it'll take you to the list of people that we've been listed and praying with and for. But you know, you don't need a preacher. You don't need a 1-800 number. You can talk to the Father yourself. That's one of the gifts that Jesus has given to us. When he gave up the ghost and he was on the cross and that veil in temple broke in two. Because the people in them days, they couldn't go into the holies of holies. They had to go through the priest. Even in some of the modern Christian traditions and some of our brothers and sisters of other faith says, well, you got to have the priest. You got to come in here to this confessional booth and confess your sin. No. Jesus said to go into your prayer closet. What he meant by that, you and him. He knows everything about you. You just pour out your heart to God. You can either do it silently or verbally because he knows your heart. He knows your mind. Now, the devil can play tricks on your mind, and that's all he can do. He can't read your mind, but Jesus knows you, and he knows your heart, and he knows your spirit. And when you connect with his spirit, you have the peace that passes all understanding. John chapter 17, Jesus prays for us. The Lord's Prayer, he teaches us how to pray. Close this little segment with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for letting me share my thoughts with you. And pray maybe you got something out of it. Have a good day.